You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Investigators still looking into the possible cause of a fire overnight in the Marble Hill section of Manhattan, one that left several firefighters overcome by the heat and left a number of residents looking for another place to live.
From the sixth floor where it happened to the first, nearly everyone's affected. Their ceilings leaking, the smell of smoke emanating. They're all dealing with some form of loss. Jennifer's childhood apartment, now a memory, but her mom still lived here.
She's been here since 1984.
Their apartment next door to the one where the fire started. She says her mom is
not good. She's upstairs and she's an older woman with a lot of health conditions. So it's very concerning. It's very sad to see neighbors I grew up with in the building losing everything.
Again, the aftermath is just brutal. FDNY says three firefighters are hospitalized for heat exposure, and some residents are now homeless. All this as the investigation continues. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Marble Hill.
Well, police hoping to get tips to find the pair that robbed a cell phone store in the Bronx last month. Investigators say the two, a man and a woman, went into a Total Wireless shop on East 204th Street in the Norwood section, pulled a knife on a store employee, then locked him in the bathroom and cleared the place out. They made off with multiple cell phones and over $2,400 from the cash register. They also took $150 off the victim before they locked him up, but he wasn't hurt. Now, it happened around 6 at night on Saturday, June 14th. Anyone who thinks they can help police track down the suspects asked to give the NYPD a shout. Some encouraging crime data to share today for those of us who own cars. Thieves are no longer going after catalytic converters like they used to. Over 8,500 of them were stolen in the city 3 years ago, but the number has dropped to about a fifth of that today. Former NYPD crime analyst and John Jay professor Christopher Herman tells 1010 Winds it's because a crackdown has been so effective.
The NYPD has done a very good job of targeting enforcement on catalytic converter thieves. And the new legislation in New York that it was enacted in 2023, they require those recyclers to kind of keep track of who's submitting these catalytic converters.
Thefts have dropped all across the country as well, thanks to similar crackdowns. Thieves began to covet catalytic converters when they realized they contained valuable metals that can be extracted and sold for a few $100. Another disappointment for conspiracy theorists in the Jeffrey Epstein case. There was a data drop overnight from the FBI and Justice Department that included several hours of jail security camera footage. And they say it confirms Epstein did die by suicide in a Manhattan jail cell while awaiting trial in his sex trafficking case. Also, no client list. President Trump ordered a review of the Epstein case to satisfy his supporters who believed there had been a cover-up. Back in February, Attorney General Pam Bondi handed out binders with Epstein case files to pro-Trump social media influencers, but she later came under fire from Epstein case conspiracy theorists because Those files contained little new information. Well, under arrest in Brooklyn, an alleged child napper, the 36-year-old man is accused of trying to snatch a 6-year-old boy off a sidewalk in Coney Island. It happened around 10 last night near Stillwell and Surf Avenue. The little boy taken to an area hospital to be checked out. Police are still investigating what exactly happened, and the suspect's name hasn't yet been released. An effort on Long Island to put automatic defibrillators in local parks led by a mother who lost her own son.
Robbie Levine was at Little League baseball practice in Merrick when he collapsed on the field. His father tried desperately to save his life with CPR, but the 9-year-old died of cardiac arrest. Today, Robbie's mother will unveil Robbie's Law, requiring defibrillators at all Nassau County ball fields and courts. There was no defibrillator on the field when Robbie was playing. Nassau County has 200 county-owned ball fields and courts. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Robbie's Law is being sponsored by Nassau County legislator Seth Koslow, who's a Little League coach himself. So is it easier to get around New York City these days? A new report says, yes, it is. The City Department of Transportation introducing a 5-year accessibility plan last year to make getting around the Big Apple smoother and safer. The agency says that after just the first year, they've made dramatic progress installing pedestrian signals at 3,400 intersections. Those devices use sounds and words to let the visually impaired know when it's safe to walk across the street. The DOT also upgrading 45 bus stops citywide, making them more accessible and allowing riders to board easily.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.